There's a new record put out by American producers and a Russian rock star, and it's finding listeners, despite the fact that nobody who hears it can understand the lyrics. Julia Barton explains.
Boris Grebenshikov and his band Aquarium were the Soviet Union's biggest rock stars during perestroika. They played on television and packed stadium shows across 11 time zones. Fans dissected Grebenshikov's quirky and allegorical lyrics. But in the studio, hidden from his fans, something weirder and entirely new was emerging from the singer's throat. That's definitely not Russian. It's not any language at all. Grebenshikov says the syllables just came out of nowhere. He and his band were recording music for a movie.
So we went to the studio, started doing a soundtrack, and I was like, you know, smitten by some other thing. I said, stop all this, let's do this. Everybody was like, are you crazy? No, let's do this. And I started, you know, improvising these small bits and pieces on the spot.
Grebenshikov says the language is real. He just can't explain it.
The further I went into this thing, the further I understood that I'm not inventing anything. I'm just stating something that is already there. I just don't know where this there is.
He labeled these songs the work of a Russian Abyssinian choir, but he set them aside to pursue a commercial career in the West. And no one heard them until one night when Grebenshikov played them for a friend he'd made in New York. That friend, Gabriel Roth, is a drum and dance diva of the New Age music scene. She says Grebenshikov was a little drunk that night.
We were having dinner. It was one of those Russian dinners where somebody toasts somebody or somebody's dead dog or some poet living or dead. Or it was just one of those magnificent Russian poetic evenings. And Boris said, you have to hear the Russian Abyssinian choir. And so he put it on with headphones. And I just fell in love with it.
Grebenshikov's stab at Western fame failed. He went home. But Roth never forgot his otherworldly songs. A few years ago, Grebenshikov finally released them all on an album called Bardo. That's a Tibetan word for the limbo state between life and death. Roth asked Grebenshikov if she could re-record most of Bardo. Gabriel Roth's husband, Robert Ansell, directed the project, laying down percussion and making sense of the words for the background singers.
It was fun for the people who sang the backgrounds and who also sang with Boris. We had to get them a lyric sheet. And you can't imagine what that lyric sheet looks like. It's just really these syllables.
Believe it or not, Russian-American nonsense sells. Bardo hit the New Age Voice music charts at number 5. But Boris Grebenshikov's not performing these songs right now. He's busy promoting a new album in Russian. As usual, every interviewer is dissecting his lyrics. He's sick of it. He says he'd rather make a dozen albums like Bardo, all filled with songs that no one can expect him to explain. For Studio 360, I'm Julia Barton.